how can one practice devotional service directly without going through all the other process of yoga? That is by the process of bhakti. Sorry, that is by the process of association of devotees. Normally, a person will not have the evolved consciousness necessary to appreciate Krishna and bhakti on one's own. See, on one's own, one may recognize, oh, this world is temporary. Say, some loved one dies, some terrible accident happens. One may start thinking, what is there beyond this world? And one may start inquiring. But the attraction to Krishna that is required for the practice of bhakti, that comes by the association of devotees. So, if we can somehow associate with devotees, and from those devotees get the attraction for Krishna, then we also start practicing bhakti. Now, we have to understand, sometimes we say that bhakti is the highest process. Therefore, I am the highest transcendental. Therefore, the bhakta is the highest transcendental. Therefore, I am the highest transcendental. It's not like that. See, it's like the various processes of yoga are like a ladder or like a staircase. And bhakti yoga is like the elevator. So, it is very much possible that there may be ashtanga yogis, there may be jnana yogis, there may be karma yogis who may, if there is a 100-story building, they may be on the 95th store. Sorry. And we may be bhakti yogis who are just on the second or third story right now. So actually, in terms of practical living, in terms of detachment, in terms of sattva guna, it is possible that other yogis may also be presently more advanced than bhakti yogis. But because they don't have attraction to Krishna, because they are not associated with devotees, so they have not entered into the elevator. That's why their progress, they may be more progress than us right now. But their progress will be slower, more laborious. It's like climbing stairs one by one step. Whereas we, if we get the association of devotees, it's like entering into the elevator. Once you have entered into the elevator, if you stay in the association of devotees, then that association will keep increasing our attraction to Krishna and will keep moving onward, onward, upwards towards Krishna. So the way we can get the opportunity to practice devotional service directly without going through all the other processes is by the association of devotees.